Second Thessalonians, chapter 3. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may spread freely and be glorified, even as it also is with you. And pray that we may be delivered from unreasonable and evil men, for not all have the faith. But the Lord is faithful. It is he who will establish you and protect you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you now do and will keep on doing the things which we passed on to you. And may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of the Anointed One. Now we charge you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother who will not work and is not living according to the example which they received from us. For you know how you ought to imitate us, for we were not idle while we were among you, neither did we look for free food from anyone, but we worked hard, laboring night and day so that we would not be a financial burden to any of you. This is not because we didn't have the freedom to do so, but we chose to live this way, to make ourselves an example to you so that you could imitate us. For even when we were with you, we charged you, saying, if anyone won't work, neither let him eat. For we hear about some who pass their time among you idly, who don't work at all, but spend their time meddling in other people's affairs. Now those who are like this, we charge and exhort in the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, that they work without disturbing others, and earn money to pay for the food they eat. But you, brethren, don't be discouraged in doing good. And if anyone won't listen to our words from this letter, notice who he is, and don't continue to have close relationships with him, so that he may be ashamed. Yet don't consider him to be an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in everything. The Lord be with you all. This is my greeting in my own handwriting, which is the evidence of authenticity in every letter which I, Paul, write. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, be with you all. This is the end of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and the end of the book of 2 Thessalonians. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.